was a real honour and a total surprise as well. The BBC asked us to come and consult, and they sort of said, if we asked you to do the Olympic theme, what would you do? And Craig and I went to the meeting, not our natural environment, a boardroom, and I just sort of splurged. I said, is it because of one day like this that we've been asked? And they said, yeah, because it was used on so much sports footage. And I said, well, we can give you something similarly rousing, which quite confident when you think about it. It's like, we've only got one of them tunes. I said, yeah, it was something rousing and anthemic and bold, and it was more like a great big puzzle to put together. It's a lot easier than writing a song for your album from scratch, because everybody knows what athletics looks like, and I just had to think of somebody going over a high jump, and I wrote a lovely string flourish, and then we only had to think of the scenes at the end of an Olympic thing, you know, with people putting blankets around each other, or people, you know, tired from running, or big empty bleachers, and Mark wrote some beautiful end chords, you know, for the outro. So when you've actually got something strong and visual to write music to, it just becomes a really happy puzzle.
Did you watch anything to inspire you or listen to anything?
We've been listening to great sports themed tunes all our lives, really. Yeah. So it's already there, isn't it? You know, your Ski Sundays and the cricket one's great as well, isn't it? And Grandstand. So you know how good it's got to be.
How did you approach writing it then? Because it's not an elbow tune, is it?
No. With it being a theme tune, the best that can happen is that you stop noticing it. It's got to do a few jobs. First of all, it's got to draw people to television when they hear the fanfare at the beginning, which is what we started with. Five notes for the five Olympic rings. When people hear that, it'll be like, ah, you know, it's on. In the background, quite subtly really, on all the title sequence, you see a BMXer at the top of a mountain, the highest diving board you've ever seen going into a lake. Against the skyline, in all those animations, you see the edge of the Olympic Stadium. The idea was that everybody in the country has got the best seats in the house. We threw the kitchen sink in. It was like, how many gongs have you got to the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra? And it couldn't be just my voice, because that's too narrow an affiliation. It's got to belong to everybody. It's got to belong to the country, if not the world. So really, the lyrics were just a vehicle for a lot of voices, a lot of different kinds of voices. And the Olympic choir that was assembled were extraordinary.
I mean, we've always wanted to get into doing soundtrack stuff. It's kind of proved we can do it.
Yeah.
And it's a different way of looking at writing. And to change the way you work is what keeps it interesting.